with the competition. Rabbeinu Salah, I want to finish up. We discussed 2 days ago a very interesting shaila. Treifos with regard to human beings. And we learned. Is this thing working? It's not even working. Turn it off. Okay, let's discuss the laws of treifos in regard to human beings. This week's parasha is the parasha of what? Yes. Okay, we started to discuss this 2 days ago. We didn't get a chance to finish up. This week's parish is all about, it discusses in detail the laws of Pidyon Haben. The halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, if a child is a treifa. We discussed a nafil and a treifa. We're not going that over again. If a child is a treifa, which means he has a defect, which the doctors say he will die. He will definitely die within a year. He has a defect in one of his internal organs. Rabbi Isaac, can I please ask everyone to help me with maintaining proper decorum? If a child has a defect and doctors tell the parents this baby is going to die within a year, there's no question about it, he's not going to last a year. Are the parents obligated, he's a firstborn, all of the other conditions are good, are the parents obligated to give Pidyon Haben, to have a Pidyon Haben ceremony and to give 5 coins to the coin? The answer is absolutely not. You don't do it. And if you give the money to the kohen, it's gezel. He's stolen your money. He has no right to this money. There's no obligation to do Pidyon Haben. Don't be a frumak. Don't be frum and do it. First, it's a bracha levatala. And don't go do without a bracha because it's stolen money. It's not his money. He has no right to the kohen. He has no right to this money because this child has no chiv of Pidyon Haben. The baby is a treifa. Question. The baby is a treifa. What?
The kohen doesn't know it, maybe.
You got to tell him. Don't do it. Don't do it. So first, don't do it. Just period.
A healthy child, and 2 days later he dies.
You didn't know.
So what can you do? It doesn't matter.
Oh, he has to get back the money?
No, definitely not. No. If at day 30 he was healthy, yeah, it was a Pidyon Haben. And then it was a tragedy. No, 100%. Adrabba, if the baby dies, you have to still give him the money retroactively. If you're delinquent in doing the Pidyon Haben, and the baby was 30, then he was healthy on day 30, and then he died, you still owe him the money retroactively. Okay, you have to give the money retroactively. But over here, the doctors say the baby's going to die within a year. He has a major defect. That's it. There's no Pidyon Haben period. Don't be machmir. You're not allowed to. It will be bracha levatola. And if you do it, then the money is gezel v'yad kohen. They tell the parents, it's the year 2018, lemisparam, and we have some very advanced technology available at our disposal. And Baruch Hashem, we live in America, and we have insurance for this. So guess what? We're going to do surgery. We're going to do a procedure. We're going to make this treifa into the bionic man. And this baby is going to live until the year 120. He's going to live forever. So they do the surgery. It's a success. And the baby is just as healthy as any person. Question. Do you do Pidyon Haben? He was a treifa. He was BMS exempt. And then a procedure was done to reverse the din treifa, to take it away. Is there a chiv to do a Pidyon Haben? To make a long story short, Rav Moshe says, yes, absolutely. You make a bracha, the money goes to the kohen. The Minchas Elazar, or was the Minchas Yitzchak? I'm forgetting everything already. Other poskim will say, not so fast. Do a Pidyon Haben, but do not make a bracha. Do not make a bracha.
You do the surgery before the 30-day period.
It doesn't make a difference when. The Lachar, they do it first, the surgery first to repair him. They do the surgery first. And then the baby is good. So other parents can say, no, once a treifa, always a treifa. Even though he'll live a healthy life, the Torah did not present an option, a way to remove the halachic status of treifa. Treifa is a treifa. Oh, he's alive? Oh, so good. A treifa chai. We do find situations where treifas can live very long, productive lives. They've done a technique. He's a treifa. Memela has a nafkamina. There is no Pidyon Haben. You do not make a bracha. You have a suffix. Halacha, we pass a suffix. So you do, you make it, but don't make a bracha.
And you say tachlin by that.
Oh, boy. What a question. Okay, no bracha. Everybody said, please. No bracha. We only have a few minutes. I want to cover some ground here. No bracha. No bracha. And the money that the kohen gets is very problematic. It's very problematic. The kohen should really give the money back. I don't know, you have to make conditions. It's very problematic because you're giving him money that doesn't really belong to him. It might be gezel. It's a suffix. But that's what you do. That this is the major machlokes ha'poskim. Another example we mentioned is was let's say a man dies, and he has one child. This one child who had surgery, who was a treifa, who would have died, clearly would have died within the first year, but he went through this procedure, and now he's alive and well and he's healthy, and he did not yet have his own children. He did not yet get married or have his own children, and the father dies, and the father is the only child the father leaves over. Is his wife obligated in chalitza? Isn't that amazing, Shaila? You'd never know. The woman, the almana wants to remarry. She has a young almana. They have one baby. So of course she could remarry. What's a shaila? There's no chalitza. You have a living child. Who would ever imagine in their wildest dreams? This is a shaila of chalitza and yibam. A young woman has one baby, and the husband dies, and she wants to remarry. What's the shaila? Who would even blink? Of course she could remarry. There's no yibam or chalitza.
There's no children. Even if the children live to be grown up and then they die?
Yes. If the children live to grow up and they die, and the woman has now for the first time she wants to get married at this moment in time, and right now there are no living children from her husband, and there are no grandchildren either, she cannot get married until she does yibam or chalitza. Or she married.
Because it doesn't matter if she...
No. It matters the moment. The moment when she wants to get married. If she already got married and then her child died, it doesn't matter. She already got in. She's grandfathered in. If she got married when she had a child, then the child dies, so she's already married. You can't go so retroactively, oh, she had no children from her first husband, so she needs chalitza. No, that's exactly a special drush. You don't need to do chalitza in that case. But if she did not yet get married, and then her child dies, and now there are no living children, so now she needs chalitza. Here, who would ever think to ask the Rav Shaila, can she get married, remarry without chalitza? She has a baby, she has a child. Yeah, little do people know that when that baby was born, it was in a matzav of sakonis nefashis, and they did a procedure to repair the baby, and now the baby is going to live very long, but the baby is a treifa. Does the procedure take away the din treifa? If it does not take away the halachic status of a treifa, we don't view his existence. Isn't this shocking? You don't view his existence to be a real existence in halacha, in the world of halacha, and therefore the woman requires chalitza before she remarries.
Is he chayav in mitzvah?
Of course, chayav in mitzvah.
He's alive.
No. There are different dimensions. Torah is very complex. There are different dimensions. He's chayav in mitzvahs. He's a bar oinshin. He's a full fledged human being with everything. But with regard to one prat, with regard to the prat of chalitza and yibam, we don't take his existence into consideration, only in regard to that one little prat. Don't get carried away. It's one little halachic loophole. Question. Rav Moshe says nonsense. Rav Moshe says it's nonsense. They fixed him, right? He's the bionic man. They fixed him up. They repaired all of his organs. He's okay. He's a bar kayama, and therefore there was no chalitza. The other poskim say not so fast. Now, another question. Let's say someone murders him. With Aidin the Hasra, third Shaila. Okay, he is the victim of murder. So what happens if someone is the Chayiv Misa for killing him? Is he Chayiv Misa? You only Chayiv Misa if you kill a Bar Kayama. If a person is a Treifa and he's killed, he's murdered, the Rotseach is Potter. And they'll put him in prison, they'll lock him up in prison, but he's not going to be on death row. If you kill a Treifa, the Potter from Misa's Bezdin. So if someone premeditates, they go out to kill him, they murder him, and there are witnesses, and there's a Hasra. Okay, the witnesses and Hasra. So what is the halacha? So that's, again, the same machlokes, that they fix him up, according to Rav Moshe, it doesn't matter, you chayav misa. But the aid of the Hasra, he is bark yama. All the poets can say, same shav, he killed the shav, the rules of shoygig, the same, well, yeah, l'chari, it's the same thing. Yeah, l'chari, they're going to be a din of Ari Miklat. L'chari, it's the same shayla.
Right.
So three shaylas, three shaylas.
That shayla's dealt with.
So here's the basic, here's the long and short. Okay, running out of time. Here's go. Let's discuss animals. Okay, you shecht an animal today. Now, you have to go through the steps. You shecht an animal today, the slaughterhouse, wherever you are, and you discover there's a hole in the lungs. There's a real hole, a big hole. What is the halacha? This animal is a treifa. Why is it a treifa? Because the Gemara, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, it says that one of the eight things that Hashem told Moshe, if an animal has a hole in its lungs, it's a treifa. It cannot live. We assume means it's not going to live for 12 months, and therefore it's a treifa. If it's a treifa, the meat is treif. Finished. There's nothing to talk about.
Can you have hanaf in the meat?
You can have hanaf meat, yes. You can have hanaf, but you cannot eat the meat.
You can sell it.
Or give it to a guy. You can sell it, but it's not. You cannot eat. It's a loisa seiti. That's why you do bedikas after they do shchita. That's galat, not galat. Besfesif galat. The big problem: there are holes in the lungs, or there are other issues. They do bedikas. A lot of different shilas. Whatever it is, that problem is. What are you talking about? In the modern world today, we never saw a cow die or an ox die because it has a hole in the lungs. No such thing. What does it mean that it says in the Torah Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai that if they have a hole in the lungs, it's not going to live more than 12 months? No such thing. It lives a regular life. There's no difference between it and any other animal. So why is it called a treifa? Why? There are 18 things which make a treifa. There are eight that were given me Moshe, and there are another 10 that were given in the Chazal. 18 things. It's not so. These animals today, in modern times, they live very long, productive lives. And fakarit, there are new problems that will cause them to die very quickly that are not mentioned in the Gemara. They're not halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. So how come when it comes to other major defects, which we know as a fact, they're going to die very swiftly, it's kosher, l'chatchila, beis yosef glat, and when it comes to the defects listed in the Gemara, and the Mishnah, there is an issue. So everyone discussed this in very great detail, including the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and they say a very important insight is the laws of treifus were given at the time of Har Sinai, and they were defined by Chazal, by the Tanoim. Those were the rules set in place, and those rules do not change even if Teva has changed. Even though today nature has changed, animals have adapted to the environment, they've adapted to different types of illnesses, and they become sicker in other instances, it doesn't make a difference. Even though you'll find treifas that were dead, an animal will die in time of Matan Torah, in the time of Matan Torah, if it had one of these problems, it was a guarantee that it would die within a year, and it's a treifa. That does not change today, even though the reality has changed. Nishtane hateva, nature has changed. Animals have adapted. They're able to overcome the illnesses, problems, which in the past they would die from. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one bit of a difference. The laws are the same for better and for worse. These defects, they're still a treifa. New defects today that would cause them to die, we don't even acknowledge. We don't take into consideration the animal is kosher. That is the halacha. Now, next question. Do these same defects apply to human beings? In other words, let's say you have a hole in the lungs. A human being has a hole in their lungs. So the assumption is that in the time of Matan Torah, in the time of Chazal, if a human being had a hole in their lung, he would die within 1 year. Just like an animal would die within 1 year. No difference. Umoysar oda min habehema oyin. Today, if a human being has a hole in their lung, they're not going to die. Just like an animal doesn't die.
Because of intervention, not because
natural. No intervention, natural. Let's first discuss natural. I don't want to get into intervention. I'm only discussing now natural. You can do nothing about it. Leave it the way it is. Today, if an animal has a hole in its lungs, will it die? No, it's not going to die. Why? But the Gemara says it was a treifa. Nishtane hateva. Nature has changed. Animals have adapted, they don't die just because they have holes in their lungs and in this and that, and their stomachs, all these things. So what? No big deal. Now, but human beings are the same thing. That means, the time of Chazal, if a person had one of these type of things that was mentioned in the Gemara, they would die. Today, we know as a fact that people can have these things without intervention. Without intervention. We know. Modern science knows. They take a CAT scan, MRI, they do a workup, and they say, you know, so-and-so, you have a hole here, a hole there. You have the Yudches Trefus, mentioned in Masech Techulin. All 18 problems that it says in Masech Techulin, you have, look at the MRI. I'll show you, without a shadow of a doubt, you have in your body 18 defects that in the time of the Gemara, time of Matan Torah, you would be dead within a year. But you know something? The statistics are you'll live a very good life as long as you keep your cholesterol down and you lose some weight. You'll make it at least to 98. That's what our computer model tells us. So what's going on? What's going on? He's a trefa in halacha. If he goes into the doctor and the doctor says you have a hole in your lung here and there, so that means, you know what that means? That means if someone kills him, they're not chayav misa. He's a trefa. If someone chalitza, the woman has to chalitza. Is that true? Because by an animal it's true. An animal, the halachas did not change. Whatever was in Matan Torah. What? What do you mean though? Eishish, that doesn't change. That's not, that doesn't change. Sorry, that doesn't work. So the Rambam says, Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam says an incredible chiddush. The Rambam says an awesome chiddush. The Rambam says, this concept that trefas are defined at the time of Matan Torah and does not change, not for the better or the worse, is only true for animals. It is not true for human beings. I'm not discussing intervention now. I'm discussing a situation where there is no intervention, and let's make believe there is no solution. Science does not have a solution to the problem. The Rambam says what defines a human being as a trefa depends upon medical science of the day. If the doctors come together, there's a consensus of all the doctors, the major doctors, and they tell you that today, if you have a hole in your lung, you're not going to die, you are not a trefa. The animal that has exactly the same hole in its lung, the meat is treif. You're over a loisase with malchus if you eat that meat. But the no intervention. No intervention. Let's go one step at a time. You have an animal that has a hole in its lungs. Today, 2018, the meat is treif. There's nothing you can do. That meat is treif. A human being has exactly that same hole in his lungs. Is not a trefa. Because the doctors say you have that hole in the lung, you'll live fine, you'll live a long life, big deal, who cares? He's not a trefa. L'chol hadeis. There's no machlekes, Rav Moshe and anyone else. There is no machlekes. You're not a trefa. Because the doctor, science says you're going to live. Oh, but you have that hole. There's a fundamental difference in defining a trefa between today, animals and human beings. Animals is defined by Matan Torah. Human beings defined based upon the science of the day. If you have another problem, so the animal's kosher, but a human being, you're a trefa, you're going to die within a year. We have no solution for you. You can die within a year because you have a certain defect. You're a trefa. If someone kills you, they're not chayav misa. There's no golus. And the chalitza they're going to need. And pina ben is not again anyway. It's already too late for that.
Die within a year.
Yeah.
And you do what they call mercy killing.
You do a mercy, it's right, you're not chayav misa. Why is he going to die within a year?
Because
of natural causes, yeah. Natural causes, or because of he's a trefa. Natural causes is aging, his body is shutting down.
Right.
Chayav misa. Red is a human being. A trefa means he has a defect. There's an organ that has a major defect. It's not due to natural age. Person is dying. He's getting old. He's dying. You makarif is misasa by 1 minute is a chiyuv misa by 1 second. But a person is a trefa, which means he's missing this. They took out a part of his body. Something happened. He was in an accident.
Okay.
So that type of person is called a trefa. And if you kill him, someone premeditated murder, he's not chayav misa. That's right. No, chayav in shemayim. He's not chayav anything. But technically speaking, there's no misas bezdin. There's no misas bezdin if he is in halachol the treifa. What is a treifa bizman hazeh? Not what was given at Matan Torah. Every generation has to be reassessed what is called the treifa. This is the Rambam. Fundamental difference between animals and human beings. The definition of a trefa for an animal was decided, Matan Torah does not change, not for the better, not for the worse. Human beings, it is decided by every generation, that's what defines a trefa. Now if you kill him, premeditated murder, there's no chiyuv misa. Yeah, it all depends on what the science defines. Now we go the next step. The next step is, okay, today, the doctors have defined this individual as a trefa. in today's science is a treifa. Do once already we're saying that it's not like animals, does halacha give a doctor the ability to intervene and do a procedure or a surgery or a technique that can take away the din treifa? Since the rules of treifas are not like, anyway, it's a whole new ball game that the Rambam says that it's defined by the science of the day. Okay, you're born with a hole in the lungs, a hole in the heart. You know, that's serious business. Today, you're going to die. But we can do something for you. So does Chazal, do we even give today's science the ability to remove the treifa? This is the machloikis between the Rambam, between Rav Moshe, and other poskim. Rav Moshe holds a yes. Just like we define the treifa based upon the science of the times, doctors today have the ability to reverse the status of treifa by doing a medical procedure. So the baby that went through the surgery, even though the baby would have died within a year, because he has a hole in his heart, they did a MERS surgery, the baby is healthy now, he's chayev minat Torah in Pidyon HaBen. If someone kills him, they're chayev misa. The wife is not chayev in chalitza, because they have a viable baby. Other parts can say not so simple. Even though naturally the definition of treifa is defined to feed the Rambam based upon the science of the times, but we don't go so far to say that you can remove a din treifa by doing a procedure. You can live a long life. Treifa chaya, but you're still called a treifa. And it has halachic nafkaminis. It's a very complex shaila. Now, the last thing I want to tie up with you is that this is becoming very, very complicated for another reason. Rabelski is a Ibn Chadish, and that is Chol of Akum. Chol of Akum now, if you're going to pay attention to the news, is going to become a big, big, big problem. Because years ago, they asked Rav Moshe the following shaila. They told Rav Moshe, by Chol of Akum, Chol of Stam. Chol of Stam, these big, massive, non-kosher with these companies, the animals, if their stomachs are bloated, there's some type of disease, they intervene. They don't want, the animals are not feeling well, they do a medical procedure. The medical procedure, they make a hole in its stomach to relieve. No, not they did not. No, let's see. I'll tell you this. Yes. What I'm telling you now is secondhand knowledge, so don't quote me on anything. I'm just throwing out some ideas, which requires a lot more study. But these are things that you're going to be hearing a lot more about in the coming years. Years ago, when Rav Moshe was alive, they told Rav Moshe, they're taking these animals and they're puncturing their stomachs. In Shulchan Aruch, if you make a hole in the stomach, it is a treifa. Finished. It's a treifa. So therefore, Chol of Stam, now even Chol of Yisrael also. So Chol of Yisrael, right away they stop doing this. If the animal is owned by Chol of Yisrael run and it's owned by a Jew, they're not going to puncture its stomach. Instead, they'll trade it with the Goyim. You give us one of your good animals, we'll give you this animal. And don't worry, this animal is even better. Because this animal, you'll do the procedure, it'll be even better. You give us an animal which you did never touched. So Chol of Yisrael, more or less, they're very careful not to intervene and do any medical procedures which will result in having holes in their stomach. But Chol of Stam, you go into your 7-Eleven, right? You want to go buy a cup of coffee, you want to go take some Chol of Stam. That milk may have come from an animal which they punctured its stomach to relieve the gas that's filled up its stomach. Making a hole in the stomach makes into a treifa. If the animal's a treifa, the milk is treif. It's osur. You're not allowed to drink that milk. It's not kosher. What? No, it's not bottled b'shisha. All the milk that came from that animal. That's okay, you're getting into another heter, but let's not go there. There's a problem. There's going to be a problem. So now the question is, it's being too much noise. So the question is, they told him, tell me exactly what they're doing. Let me hear what the problem is. So they explained to him the procedure. They don't make a direct, they make an indirect hole. So Moshe says, what's the shaila? This is not a treifa. In order to make it into a treifa, Shulchan Aruch, it has to be called a nekev mefulash. Has to go through and through. They don't do that. They go in the membrane. They go in one membrane. They turn the needle. They go. It's a technique which, according to halacha, is not a treifa. If they would do it in a way where it makes it into a treifa, it would be worse for the animal. The animal gets, who knows, it would be worse. Case closed. It's not a treifa. Go ahead, continue doing what you're doing. This is not in halachah the treifa. 35 years later, what I've been told from reliable sources is there's a lot of new technology, a lot of new illnesses, a lot of new problems, a lot of new techniques, and now there are many instances where they do new techniques, which really, according to all opinions, makes the animal into a treifa. Mefulish. So now the shaila has resurfaced. And you don't have the answer from Rav Moshe because they do have new techniques today. So that means every time you buy a chol of stam, the OU gives a hechsher on 500,000 products. Many of them are OUD. I don't know how many, but many are OUD. And the OUD means they don't have chol of Yisrael, chol of stam. The milk they're using in these products is chol of stam. The world cannot continue to exist without the OU and all of the OUD products. You want to be a machmin only by chol of Yisrael, fine. But most of the world needs chol of stam. That's the way it is. You can't go turn the world upside down. But chol of stam has a very serious, they're doing now new techniques, becoming more and more popular, where they're baking mamash treifa. What do you do about this? Does that mean to say all chol of stam today is really treif? Because of these new techniques? You want to come rely on bittel? You have to make calculations. How many animals? Where does the milk go? Into this vat, that vat. It all gets mixed together. You're right. There are rules to assume the worst. Let's assume the worst. It's mamash treif. But you have bittel. Should you rely upon bittel? Ein levalnis al lechatchila. Should the OU give a hechsher lechatchila when you come on the bittel? There are many complicated shilas.
How many animals?
What the percentage? Right, you have to know all the numbers. It's a very complicated issue. So long came Rabbi Belsky. Now, again, everything I'm telling you, I gave you a second, third hint. So I'm just throwing out words, ideas, which nothing I tell you is accurate. And don't trust throwing out ideas for further Ian. Rabbi Belsky was machadish, a tremendous chiddush, which has a lot of people excited in many different ways. And he says, if you do a medical, this, all of these halachas of treifas is all when it happens by itself. You do a shechita on a cow, on a bull, whatever, on a steer, and you check the lungs. Oh, there's a hole in the lungs, treifa. There's a hole in the stomach, treifa. The ganze shochroch yordeya. All that goes to every single organ. You learn chulin soon, daf yomi, every single organ, treifa, treifa. Yeah, it's treifa. But if you are a doctor, a veterinarian, and they bring the animal to you, and I'm going to make a hole in its stomach
for its benefit,
to intervene for its benefit, I'm going to make a hole. And the purpose of making the hole is that the animal should live longer. And modern science says, that's right, it works. That is not called a halachic treifa. That is a very, very, very big chiddush. Tremendous chiddush, which has a lot of people very excited, like I told you, with many different types of emotions. And the OU is very happy because they can maintain, they can cruise along and give a hechsher to 500,000 products. Among them are many of chol of stam. But not everyone is so happy with this chiddush. And what you don't know is very good for you. But as time marches on, this information is becoming more open and is becoming discussed. And it's a new area. It's a new problem. It's a new problem. And it has to be dealt with. And if we had a Rav Moshe, it's chaval, we don't have gedolim who can tell us with clarity what is the halacha in this situation. And obviously what's going to happen is it's going to become machlekes. What? Probably, because there it's Jewish market. Yeah. So therefore they do the old-fashioned techniques. The old-fashioned techniques where they do not make it into a treif of vadai. But in America, you don't have control. America, they want to do the procedures the way they want to do it. And if this medical science has given them the option to do where it's a treif, they want to do it that way. Belsky saved the day with a tremendous chiddush, which requires more Ian. Okay, that concludes this. Gabnav, whatever.